Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. I am beyond excited to introduce Sahara Rose, who is the founder and CEO of the Travel Coach Network, which is a global community of travel coaches. You guys know I've been talking about travel quite a lot on this podcast, and I love her journey, which really looks like going from broke college student to eventually traveling to over 84 countries completely solo by herself, you guys. So she has now trailblazed a new path in the travel industry by creating the world's first and only accredited certification program for travel coaches, which I think is pretty sweet. I've never heard of a travel coach before, which is so awesome. She is also a published author, a TEDx speaker, and has been in over 200 media outlets with her travel and business experience, including Forbes, Travel Weekly, Condé Nast Traveler, and Trip Advisor. She was actually just named 2023's most influential women in travel by Travel Pulse, and also appeared on season 8 of Project Pitch It. So without further ado, let's jump right in. Okay. Hello, everyone. So as you heard in the intro, we went in just talking all things Sahara Rose and what she has going on with her travel biz and like who she is and what she does. And before I introduce her officially, I just want to say it's really funny because I know her from just like my cousin, and she used to go to school with my cousin when we were kids. So it's just funny. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jen. I'm really excited to talk with you.
I know. It's so funny. I'm like, it's interesting to realize, like, it's funny because for me, like, my kid mind is like, I was always so much older than my cousin. And then, like, now that we're all grown-ass women, I'm like, oh, yeah, she's only, like, a couple years younger than me. Duh.
I remember you and your sister as just, like, Amanda's older cousins. You guys were just older than us. You did things that we couldn't do yet. And it's just, like, your perspective is just everything throughout your life.
It's so funny. So it's awesome to get on here and talk about this because I talk about travel on this podcast a lot because I'm like, my son is in Sag, but it's basically like, for me personally, I experience so much growth when I travel. So that's why I really wanted you to come on the podcast, because for me, it's the greatest expansion like anyone could ever give themselves is the joy of travel and like putting yourself in situations in order to travel and grow. So before we really get into like all of the things, I really just kind of want to lay the groundwork of like where a little bit about you, where, you know, what is your background? What is your upbringing for people who don't know who you are?
Yeah, of course. So I didn't travel much when I was younger. Our extension of traveling was in the family van. We packed in that and drove from Wisconsin down to Southern Texas and then into Mexico, which is where my grandmother's family was from. And same thing to the French region of Canada. But I was really young that I only remembered bits and pieces of that. Traveling wasn't something that I thought too much about throughout my life because no one really in my family traveled very much. No one traveled for business. And this also seemed like something so far out of reach for someone like myself, because I too believed in what a lot of people think is that travel is very expensive. You can only do it once or twice a year. that it's just not really attainable for a lot of people. And so therefore I just kind of put it to the side. And it wasn't until I remember in high school, so your cousin Amanda and I, we heard about this thing called Backpacking Europe. And we said, like, let's do that once we graduated from high school. But of course, like, high school graduation comes and our parents are like, no, you're not doing that. So that went out the window. But it wasn't until my third year of university that I enrolled into a hospitality and tourism program that when I moved to Chicago, because I was never someone who knew what I wanted to do in my life or a career. Unlike a lot of my friends who knew they wanted to be teachers or doctors or lawyers or whatever it might be, didn't know. I had a lot of interests, a lot of skills. I did a lot of jobs, but I was like, what do I want to do for the rest of my life or my career? And it just never clicked with me. And when I had that small window of time that I had to choose another university to transfer, and it's funny because I was, again, reconnecting with your cousin in Chicago now, and I came across this program and in tourism, and I enrolled, and I was like, travel, who doesn't want to travel, right? That sounds fun. Got in, and it was that very first day that I was really inspired by the foreign exchange students on, like where they come from, how much they traveled, especially in Europe and Asia, where it's so much easier once you're there to travel to other cities, even in a day, or countries. And I told myself, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I want to figure out a way that I can save enough money and go backpacking Europe when I graduate in 2 years from then. And I was a broke college student, but I figured out a way to do that. And fast forward, it was 10 years and I traveled to 84 countries during that journey.
Wow. That is so cool. Okay. Especially coming from someone who I've always wanted to, I'm not going to get too into it, but like as a child, I always had that feeling of like wanting to escape, you know, like go away, like far away, like have experiences and just like get out of like what I knew here growing up in my home state. And it's just interesting because like once you guys, like you, my cousin Amanda, and like that whole like generation, like graduated from high school and going into our 20s and 30s, I would always hear about your travels from Amanda, like my cousin. And she would always be like, oh my God, Sahara's like here now. And then she went there and I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I found it so fascinating that you would just go off and do these things and be gone for months and months and months at a time. And like, I just thought that's life. Like, I'm like, that is what I want for myself eventually, like, is to be able to do that. And there was one thing you hit on that I want to bring it back to, which is this feeling that you can't do this, like travel's out of your reach because you can't afford it, right? Like, I feel so many people feel this. And so could you talk a bit more on that?
Yeah. So a lot of people ask, obviously, like, how was I able to afford my travels? And I always say, I never worked while I traveled. I never ran out of money, which is another misconception that people thought. What I actually did was my last 2 years of university, I really just took a look at how I spent my time and what my schedule was like. And granted, I was still in school full time, but I picked up a variety of different types of jobs that I enjoyed and that were decent paying. And I filled my time with how can I make money? I took a look at my expenses and said, like, I can get rid of my cable at the time. I can start using coupons when I go to the grocery store. I can, you know, I just really limited my expenses and increases my income. And before I knew it, I had a decent amount saved after I graduated. And with that said, I traveled on a very tight budget. And sometimes people think that means you didn't enjoy your travels or that they were in dangerous ways or that it was, you know, dirty style of traveling. When in fact, I stayed at incredible places, met amazing people, saw the most beautiful sights in the world on this tight budget that I had. But that enabled me, that control or that sort of like discipline, I should say, is what enabled me to be able to make my dollars stretch and to continue on that journey without worrying about running out of money or having to work while I'm traveling. And that's what I wanted at that time myself.
Yeah, so many people want that. Like, so many people want that for themselves. They want the ability to be able to do this. So I just want to ask too, how do people learn to do this? Like, I know that you have Sahara Rose Travels, and there's so much, like I mentioned in the intro, that you've done and you've accomplished just with the knowledge that you've built over the years and what you do. So like, how can people start to explore this? What do you recommend?
Well, I think the very first thing that people should identify is, what do you actually want for yourself? A budget backpacking lifestyle to 80 something countries is not for everybody. It's not easy. It, you know, I was a completely different persona every single time I went on a trip and did that. So people have to identify, like, what do you really want? Like, how often do you really want to travel? And what are you looking for? Like, where is this calling to want to get away, this escapism stemming from, these motivating factors stemming from, so that you can make the best planning and booking decisions for yourself versus trying to live a lifestyle or go to places or have experiences based off of what people say is the best or that you should do, because those outcomes are different for everybody.
I love what you said, how you're different, like personas, like in different every place that you went. What do you mean by that?
Well, so when you're a female, solo female traveler, and I think I can speak for most women who do this, is that you are not behaving the same or in the same mindset as when you are in your comforts of your home, your own environment. And what I mean by that is our awareness has to be heightened. We have to be dependent and reliant on ourselves. We need to be able to be, we have to be capable of solving problems and figuring things out. And there's always a little bit of a weight on you when you travel as a solo female, because you want to make sure you're okay all the time while still enjoying what you're doing. I mean, with that said, this world is an amazing place and there are incredible human beings all over this world that will care for you and help you and do whatever. And I have always been safe, but it's because of the choices that I made and this mindset that I had. And therefore, I think that mindset helps to prevent people from limiting where they go and what they do because they've heard of a place being dangerous. I mean, I've traveled places that people don't think that they would go or should go, but I can attest to like their incredible experiences and wonderful people there. So it's just how you carry yourself and the awareness that you have for your own well-being. But the moment I knew that I was heading back home, honestly, the moment I stepped on a plane that was heading back to the States, because that's just my environment where I'm from, and not saying this our country is that safe at all, I'm not, but there was always a weight off of me being like, I don't have to watch where my bag is 24/7. I don't need to have my belongings, valuables on me 24/7 because I'm going home. And even though home could be all over this world, and it was for me, there's a place of, it's just a sensation that I got. So when I would come back home, I'd be like, who was that girl? How'd she do that? That's incredible. And I'm like, it's just like a whole different version of myself. But the moment my mom drops me back off at the airport and I have my ticket to my next destination, I snap back into that persona. And it's just like muscle memory for me. Like it all is normal for myself. If that's the best way I can describe that.
I love what you're talking about right now, because solo female travel. Okay. So I want to talk about that, because here's the thing. Like I've done some traveling, not a lot, but I've done some traveling. And I will say, when I started doing like solo traveling on my own, it was a totally different experience than like going with my partner or going with a family member or something like that. It's just like a totally different set of awareness. So now I know what you mean about that ability to sort of shift into a different persona, like depending on where you're going, because by nature, you don't have somebody that you could just be like, hey, like, can you help me? Like, I don't know what, you know, you're not with anybody that you know. So it's almost like you have to embody this like different version of self in order to do these things. And I find that so empowering. So how important do you think like solo female travel is for everybody?
Even though I said traveling to 84 countries is not feasible and desirable for everyone, and I don't recommend it for everyone, I definitely recommend everyone should go on at least one solo trip, whether you're a woman or a man, in your lifetime, because what it could do for you. And you'll never know what could happen if you don't just go. And I mean, honestly, I don't know who I would be, what my life would look like, what my career would look like, just anything my life would look like if I didn't travel. And it didn't have to be to the extent that I did, but traveling enables us to really dive deep into our personal development and figure out who we are and our values, what matters to us, how do we treat people, what are we grateful for, what do we, you know, it teaches us so many different things about our strengths and our weaknesses. And it really just turns us into a well-rounded person. And you don't have to continue traveling. You can take what you've learned and apply that now to who you are and the life you have and the life that you want moving forward wherever you are in this world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. So the other thing you said too is like, it's important to figure out before you go on a solo travel or before you do your travels, like, what is your why? Like, why are you doing this? So why do you think it's important to set that intention?
Because how powerful travel is, if you don't set that intention, you leave a big opportunity for growth and transformation on the table if you aren't aware of your why. You aren't in tune with what are you really looking for out of this experience. And I don't mean what are you just looking to do or see. What I mean is what outcome, what change, what transformation, what solution are you looking for? Because every single time we're going on a trip or Googling flights or scrolling and looking at destinations or travel photos, whatever it might be, there's a motivating factor there. And you have to dig within and figure out, why am I looking at this? What am I looking for? So that you can figure out, okay, maybe I do need to go to a place where I am immersed more in a local culture, where I can be more in nature, where I have time to self-reflect, where I can meet new people and have deeper conversations versus just ticking off a box on your bucket list because Paris is a place that everyone recommends you go to. That busy, chaotic city may not be what you need at that point in your life.
Yeah, that's so important. And I think that speaks to so many, like, so many things I've talked about on this podcast with like co-creation process. Like, we talk about manifestation a lot too on here. And it's just like, all that stuff is amazing, but it's like, you're in a co-creation. So it's like setting that intention before you go is really laying the groundwork for the experience that you intend to have when you go. So what exactly do you do within the business of Sahara Rose Travels when it comes to, you mainly work with other businesses, helping, you know, other organizations, or do you do like one-on-one?
Yeah, that's a great question. So kind of going back to my journey of not knowing what I wanted to do for my career, I studied hospitality and tourism management. That's what I graduated with in 2010. And I could have easily taken any job in tourism or hospitality in the big city of Chicago. But I knew I didn't want to work in hotels. I didn't want to be a flight attendant. I didn't want to book trips for people. I didn't want to be a travel agent. I didn't want to do the things that I learned about or heard about. And so when I started traveling, I gave myself grace. And I said, by the time I'm 30, at the time I think I was 22 when I graduated, by the time I'm 30, I'll quote unquote figure out my life. I'll sit down and figure out what I want to do. In that meantime, I'm going to do what I need to do to sustain this travel lifestyle and learn and grow and hopefully be inspired. Because we can't look into the future and we don't know what new trends or technology will bring, right? No one knew TikTok was going to come about, granted 5-6 years ago. So you just never know. And so as I was traveling, I traveled during a really prime time in the travel industry, rise of social media and the impact that had on travel and the rise of travel technology. So there's things like travel blogging came about, digital nomadism, all the tools and resources we have today. But yet I still said, I don't resonate with any of that. I don't want to do that. I still don't want to book trips for people. I felt like the industry kept saying, if you have a passion for travel, you have to plan and book trips for people for the most part. And I was like, I don't want to. What else is there? How else can I use what I'm learning and loving about travel and understanding about it to make an impact on the lives of others? What could that be? And so fast forward in 2018, I realized, I guess I have to start my own business. I don't know what this looks like. And I came across the coaching industry and I learned about life coach, health, wellness, business coaches. And I said, wow, I didn't know the coaching industry was a booming industry. And something inside me clicked and I said, I want to be a travel coach. Didn't see it, didn't hear about it, didn't care. I spent 2018 figuring out what do I want to do in travel coaching. And I decided I want to be a wellness travel coach. So that's what my Sahara Rose Travels became, a wellness travel coaching business. And I worked with companies to educate them, in particular business travel, on the various holistic wellness benefits of travel. And early 2019, I had a lot of interest and questions, inquiries about travel coaching in general. Something again inside me clicked and I founded the Travel Coach Network. So the past about 6 years now, I've been growing the Travel Coach Network to the global community that it is now.
Yeah, that's so good because it is kind of crazy how like social media lined right up with that explosion of like blogging and then it's like social media apps and then travel, like all the travel being put on that and people being inspired through social media and blogging to do the traveling. So it's cool how you sort of pivoted into travel coaching because honestly, I'd never had heard of that until I met you and like through like re-met you, like we're reconnected after all those years. And then I heard about what you're doing with Sahara Rose Travels. And I was like, oh, I'm like, that's so interesting. Like the coaching aspect like is so important and I feel like people need it. So how does this work with like, cause I feel so many people, it's like a one or the other in terms of they either feel like they need coaching, as they, you know, are about to go off on this year long adventure, or is it like you train other people to be coaches to help people? Do you do both?
Yeah. So the Travel Coach Network, being the founder and creator of it, we are B2B. So we run the world's first and only International Coach Federation accredited certification program for travel coaches. So we certify travel coaches. So essentially I help them start and grow and run their travel coaching business and a bunch of other fun things and projects within there. As a wellness travel coach myself, I work directly with companies and then work with their travel managers. But that's now, because the Travel Coach Network has grown so much, that's about 90% of what I do, and 10% is my wellness travel coaching business, which I have so many goals and vision for that to come once we get the TCN in a place where I can remove a lot more of myself from it.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, it's really exciting because I feel like people are feeling it again, especially after the whole 2020 thing and stuff. I think people got really scared, like that they weren't going to be able to travel again. And I feel that people are sort of like interested again and they're like traveling and going, and it feels like it used to. So I feel like for a second, people thought that was getting taken away. And then all of a sudden it like came back. And now, at least in my world, I have so many friends that are going everywhere, you know. They're like booking things constantly and wanting to get away. So I just have to ask you, when it comes to traveling, in knowing that you have been to so many places, I think you said like 84 countries, right? I have to know, what would you say is like the craziest, like maybe experience that you had during your travels? I just always find those stories so interesting.
Craziest. I think you can go in different angles to that. I don't know. I don't want to put a bad perspective on like a dangerous story. I was never in danger from like a person, but I told a recent story on TikTok of a time that in my very early travels, this was my second longest trip, and this was to Central America, and I started in Costa Rica, and we travel in coach buses around many, many countries, and our bus almost got knocked off of the side of a cliff because we got hooked onto the side of a semi truck. Because if anyone knows anywhere, I remember being in South Africa, in Southeast Asia, the Philippines, Europe, like you to go up mountains mostly like long distance or mountains, you have to go up this windy road and it's never paved and it's very narrow and the edge of it doesn't really have a barrier to it. So it's quite scary, especially if you're in a bigger coach bus. And there's a place called the Cloud Forest Reserve in Costa Rica. And I went all the way up there and I was terrified the whole way up because of just the whole experience. And so I stayed a couple days up there. And on the way down, about a week later, I was like, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to enjoy this. It was a sunrise happening. I was taking pictures of sunrise. And all of a sudden, sure enough, a semi truck is coming the other direction because it was going back up to town to drop off materials or stores and shops up there. And thought for a moment our bus was going to go between the mountainside and the semi truck so that we were in the middle, but it went around and we were on the edge and we got hooked onto the semi truck because we're two big vehicles that couldn't get past each other on this small windy road. And all you heard is like people being very scared and glass breaking. And after, I don't even know how long it took, but I could just see the edge of the cliff next to me because I was sitting at the window and just straight down. So we inched our way and unhooked and we're safe. But that honestly is where my fear of heights came from. And that's a story that is just a crazy story that always stayed with me. But after that, I had some other crazy stories going up mountains in Laos, something similar, but on a mini shuttle bus and with a monk in the front seat. Like that's a whole nother experience too, story too. But it's just about the adventure and live to tell about it.
Oh my gosh. And I feel like those roads are what it is when you go other places. Like, I remember when I went to Puerto Rico, it was like the same thing, like these roads mm-hmm. going up the mountaintop, and they were so narrow and people were just like zooming around and there was no fencing or anything like that. And then like in Bali too, like I pretty much everywhere I've gone, it's like this road situation where it's like you can't get past.
Yeah, it's same. I mean, there's, you know, popular, yeah, all over the States too. Like I know in Hawaii, the popular Kona Road or something like that. And like people fall off the side all the time. Like, it's just scary to me, but traveling is about creating these memories, not saying that it has to be scary memories, but it's about these stories that you now have to tell and share about and everything, whether good or bad.
Yeah. And don't you feel like, and this is just, I feel different, like as a person, like every time I come back from a travel, I don't know how to explain it. Like, especially because like I have friends that have never gone anywhere and they don't intend to go anywhere. They don't want to, like that kind of thing, which is totally fine. But it's just like, I feel different. I feel expanded in a way that I can't explain to people. And what do you think that is? Is it just like you, when you physically put your body out of the known into the unknown, is it just like something else registers like within you?
Yeah, I think it's just a change of environment. It really enables you to kind of let your walls, your guard down a little bit. You have now a new routine. You aren't susceptible to the daily stresses that you always have. I think it's a combination of everything. It's the people that you meet. So not every day do we get to have deeper conversations with people or be inspired by people or the sights that we see, the lifestyles, like this sense of gratitude that we get. Like I know traveling to different places, there are places that I am in awe of their lifestyle and their culture and stuff. And there's also places I've gone to where I'm so grateful for what I have and, you know, where I'm from and everything like that. And it's, you pick and you take a lot of these different aspects of your trip and it helps reshape you. So people often come back with new perspectives and, you know, maybe something that you were worried about or stressed about before, something clicked during your trip and you realize maybe it wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be, or that, you know, there is hope, or, you know, you did heal in some way. So travel is just really a powerful tool. And that's really what we help people realize through travel coaching as well.
Yeah, it's, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's something I don't even know how I like see everything in energy. So it's like, for me, it's just like energetically picking myself up and putting myself somewhere else. And I'm like in a different environment around different people that I've never been in. And it's just something within my body, I feel like wakes up and it's like, okay, like this is interesting, or like this is different and new. And you're right. You are in challenging situations. A lot of times you're eating different food, you're on different timing, you're in different routines, and it's challenging, but it's those like moments of discomfort, I feel like that help elevate you and expand you in some kind of way. And it kind of pushes you past a lot of times, especially when you're going to like these countries that are much different than us and don't have a lot of like ease of living that we do. And you're challenged, you know, in this way. And it's like, holy smokes, like I didn't even think I can do that. Like I didn't even think I could live like that, but I did it and I'm okay. And I'm back, you know, it's like this weird, like up level that happens. It's kind of like why I think people go to like Burning Man and stuff like that, because it's like they're faced with these survival challenges almost that kind of help them to up level in some way. So what do you think are like the three most important rules to travel? I just want to ask, because for people who with you, for someone with your depth of knowledge, like in everywhere you've gone and all that you've done, what are like the key things that like people, especially women, can like take with them and be like, okay, like this is the most important aspect. Like, what are those few things for you?
Well, I definitely think we kind of touched on the first one, which is be intentional, set intentions for your trip, be intentional on where you go and what you do, be intentional in your daily actions. The other one is being open. Too many people, if you're traveling, the whole point, at least to me, to travel is to be in a different place, see something new, try something different, eat different food, meet different people, immerse into a different type of culture, get out of your norm. And if you're closed off to any of that, you are kind of defeating the purpose of going on a trip in the first place. And you're doing yourself a big disservice to all the opportunities and possibilities that can come your way, and transformation that can come your way if you aren't open-minded. And then also just be an awareness. So aware of your why and aware of, you know, the places that you go to, be aware of the cultural differences, be aware of just everything so that you can really soak in everything that is around you. Be aware of your surroundings, be aware of nature. Like, you know, it's just so many benefits that we can get from traveling that sometimes we have blinders on because we come in, you know, from a stressful state of why we're traveling in the first place. Or, you know, traveling could be stressful itself too, right? That we have had preconceived notions about a place or a culture. But just being aware of like all that, you know, all the benefits that could come your way is, I think those are the three top ones. Of course, there's others, but I think another one I would just toss in there would be just to accept your journey as it is. A lot of people have expectations for traveling and vacations or whatever it might be or outcomes, but part of travel is just like life and just like business where there's a lot of ups and downs, but it's oftentimes in those hurdles that you make the biggest change and you get the most value, if that makes sense. And so just accepting the journey and allowing whatever's going to come your way or happen or the people you meet. And that's why I'm very like, I think that people shouldn't have very strict itineraries when they travel so that there is that flexibility and that openness.
Yes. Like I cannot agree more with that. Those are all like the most important aspects of traveling, everything that you just said, because it does help to lay the groundwork for like how you're going to approach your trip and like the overall experience when you are there. And then when you come back, because honestly, the worst part is when you get back and you have regrets and you're like, man, like I was like in a really amazing place. Like I could have just been more open, or I could have just, you know, tried that strange dish. I'll probably never have the opportunity to try that again. Or why couldn't I just like, you know, blend with the culture a bit more instead of being so standoffish? So you don't want those regrets. Those are amazing tips. So what are you excited for? Like, what do you have coming up? Like, what's up with Sahara Rose Travels? Like, how can people work with you? Like, let us know, like, what do you have that's sort of on the horizon with everything that you're creating?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking. We have a lot coming up in 2025. We have a lot of really amazing partnerships to announce. We have new projects. We're just at the cusp of 600 members in our certification program. Our global community is over 10,000 already. So we just have a lot of really exciting things within our members too. Like we love celebrating them. We're going to be launching our very first translation of our program. So we're going to start with Spanish. And so that's going to be launching in 2025. We have a wellness aspect to our program that's going to be launching too. And then we're also integrating travel coaching into the travel agent world. So in talks with some big and small companies on getting that along. Yeah, I mean, I always have a lot of irons in the fire, a lot of projects, but I am someone who is I'm a big doer. I'm not just a sayer. So we have a lot of these, you know, exciting projects and changes happening in our network. And just like I said, with traveling, we just go along with the ride of the journey and, you know, see what other opportunities come our way. And you know, I mean, I have a vision for it, but it's really exciting seeing like what comes our way that I didn't expect. For the Travel Coach Network.
Yes. And so we are going to leave links to everything in the show notes for you guys. So you can click on there and, you know, become a member or explore the website. I don't know if do you have like a monthly newsletter or anything where people can like register so that they can stay connected and stay to what you're doing? Or should they just follow you on social media?
The best way to stay connected is to download our free beginner's guide to travel coaching. So I'll send you over that show notes. You can find that also at thetravelcoachnetwork.com. That's the best way. But of course, you can always find us on Instagram, Facebook, all the networks, our channels at the Travel Coach Network.
Okay, cool. So we'll do that because I feel like it's important, and I feel like it's one thing to just talk about it and be like, one day on my bucket list. I hate fucking bucket list. I'm like, just do it right now. like just go now. Don't wait until you're like old and decrepit to go. But it's so important. And so I invite you, everyone listening, to go and check out this freebie. We'll put the link below. Just get your energy behind it and start to think about, where do you want to go in 2025? Like, even if it's just one state over, like if you're not used to traveling, if it's not something that you like to do, or if you're super into it, I believe that Sahara has all the answers, because like, I've always been super inspired by like everything she has going on with her travels and her business. And now she has a new baby and all the things. So it's really exciting. And I'm just excited for everything you have coming up.
Thank you so much, Jen. You're so sweet. I really enjoyed having this conversation with you today.
Yes. So we will link everything in the show notes, and definitely reach out to Sahara if you have any questions. So Sahara, thank you so much for coming on the show. You're amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.